The main key is if we can keep Aaron with a nice pocket standing upright, and we'll be able to get after him pretty good.
I remember after the Super Bowl, it seemed like everybody's talking about, you know, you get everybody's best shot week after week after week. Do you guys, you know, is there a different sense in the locker room when you're taking on the defending champs?
No, because we know that as the Green Bay Packers, I don't know why everybody wants to beat us and we get everybody's best shot. I don't know why, but we're on their home field. They are the Super Bowl champions. They know they got a good ball club coming in there, and we know that they're going to wake up for this game, and they're going to throw some punches, and we're going to have to go out there, and we're going to have to throw punches right with them, and until it's zeros on that clock, and hopefully we got more points.
What do you make of the struggles, if you want to call them struggles, in the red zone this year? Is it just, you know, it's going to happen? Is there a problem?
It's tough to put your finger on it. You know, in this game, it's a lot of things that can go on, but mainly when you get down there in the red zone, it tightens up. Everything moves a lot faster, and everybody has to be on the same page. I mean, the execution has to be at a premium when we get down there, and lately it hasn't been that. We had a lot of missed assignments down there, you know, and we just ain't been making plays down there. The other team's been making more plays than us. So when we get down there, the focus has to go up, the urgency has to go up, and we got to make some plays in the red zone.
For those of us who haven't played NFL offense, which I guess everybody but Larry, I mean, just how much are the windows tighter? How much is there a different feel when you get the ball inside the 20?
Well, I mean, like I said, when you get it down there, I mean, it tightens up. Everybody's moving a lot faster. The windows are a lot smaller because you're working with a short field. So, you know, throws are going to have to be fit in the spots that usually in the field that he doesn't have to fit it in. And, you know, it's going to be some contested catches that we're going to have to go up and make some plays. So hopefully we do that this weekend.
Anybody give you a hard time with the Lambeau leaps after on Sunday?
No, not really. My teammates know I can fly a little bit. So, you know, they know it's just one of them days. Randall jumps on my back. I'm tired, and I just ran into the wall. But, no, they know I can jump into it. They seen me Lambeau leap before, so I ain't took that much heat. But I'm sure if we have a highlight tape, which we do after a win on Saturday nights, I'm sure it's going to be a bunch of little stuff said after the tape is done.
And the touchdown dance was really for your son?
The touchdown dance was for little James. My wife asked him, what do you want daddy to do when he gets in the end zone? And he busted out on the kitchen floor with that dance. And in my head, I'm like, dude, are you serious right now? And my wife was like, you got to do that. So I did it for him. And then I got home and he's like, again, daddy, again. So I'm like, man, I don't know if I could do that every time I get in, but I'll definitely represent for him some way, somehow.
Is it going to be weird playing Baltimore without Ray Lewis there?
Yeah, I don't think. I only played Ray once, so, I mean, there ain't going to be no difference to me. Maybe it's different for them, but I played him one time, and they came here, so this is my first time to Baltimore. So, I mean, I'm sure it was when they first started, but now, you know, they got their own identity. Ray's been gone for a little bit, so that's a different defense over there.
And still looking for your first road win.
Still looking for the first one. That's why I said that's all that matters. Stats don't matter. How many touchdowns you throw or catch don't matter. We got to go out here and find a way to get a win and against a good ball club, defending champs. So we know we're going to get their best shot. They know we're coming in there to play a good game, so it'll be a tough fight.
You just talk the game gets so much faster when you're in the red zone. As you said, once you've been in the league a while, the game kind of starts to slow down for you. Have you seen that where it's kind of...
Oh, definitely, yeah. After my second year, the game really slowed down for me. Lately, you know, I just go out there and play football now. You've seen every coverage that you possibly can see. So you really understand, you know, how teams are trying to play you, you know, how they're trying to play your quarterback as well. So, you know, it slows down for you once you start understanding the game from that aspect.
One other thing I want to ask about real quick. I heard from a couple guys who gave a pregame speech before this last game. First of all, anything you can let us in on, you know, what you said? And second, is that kind of something you've, you know, grown into, that leadership vocal role, whether it's pregame, locker room, whatever
it
is?
Well, when the captains are chose on Friday, Mike picks a speaker on Sunday, the day before the game, to say something to the team. And he picked me, and I just told guys the only thing that matters is 1-0. It doesn't matter how many tackles you get, how many interceptions you get, how many touchdowns you throw, how many touchdowns you catch. We all out here for the victories. The only thing that matters is 1-0. And I just told them that team that we played last week had a lot of confidence. It was coming in here with a lot of confidence, and we just had to let them know what type of game it was going to be from the start. And that's all I told them. And I told them 1-3 was not an option.
Was that the first one? Was that your first, you know, pregame?
No, I talked to the team before. Okay. Maybe that one may have touched a couple guys or something, you know, hopefully. I mean, but, no, I talked to them before.